This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's clear out the cobwebs and your throat and your mind and whatever else there is to get in the way of free thinking, free speech, free whatever. This is a free radio program. How about that, ladies? Let's celebrate freedom with a free radio show. It's the DJV program. Hi. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, on duty, ready to go in this hour with more focus on the things that are happening in Atlanta. I suppose we can start there, Jennifer. We can start pretty much anywhere. New York, here, there, and everywhere. It seems to be taking over the nation. Focus, an overdue focus in my mind. I think a lot of other people agree. About how far do we go? What's too far? What's too much? What else needs to be done? What else needs to be studied beside the police? I have my thoughts on that, which we'll probably get to at some point during the course of the hour. But let's get started with the, where do you want, you, it's kind of, maybe we
Atlanta.
Need a weekend
That's
summary.
That's what you called for. Let's call.
Weekend
well, let's
summary. It's time for weekend update here on the DJV program. So what are we, where do we start?
A police officer in Atlanta was fired after the voice, I'm telling you, it's the allergies.
We all of us, all of us have the same. Been going through it more and more every day. Thick.
I know.
Thing,
I actually felt like I had a cold going on this weekend. I was just, because of stuff that's in your lungs and everything. Okay. Right. So serious stuff. So white Atlanta police officer was fired after shooting Rayshard Brooks, who's 27. He's an African-American. They had a chase in a Wendy's parking lot on Friday night. It prompted the police chief's resignation. The Wendy's got burned to the ground at a protest. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
All right, so we got to do a little reconnecting, reconnoitering there. So hold on. Can you do that, Phil? Maybe I'll have, you got it? And you okay now? Okay. All right. So, Victoria, do you want to continue?
Can you hear me now?
Yep. Oh, yes. Now I think we can hear you. Yes. All right. Let's try.
So
take two.
The paper of record. Well, you heard that Rayshard Brooks was the victim. He was the person who was shot by police. But there was a chase. This was not quite the same situation as George Floyd.
He was resisting arrest. Why were they chasing
him? He stole the officer's taser gun, and that was the problem. They shot at him at Wendy's parking lot on Friday night. That caused outrage. Of course, tensions are extremely high, and the Wendy's got burned down. The police chief resigned very quickly. And the paper of record, of course, said the Atlanta Journal-Constitution said that it inflamed tensions over police force and use of force and racial injustice. The mayor, who's actually on Joe Biden's short list of VP picks. We've talked about her before, Mayor Bottoms. She called for the officer's firing, and she said she didn't believe it was justified use of deadly force. So after 19 hours after the shooting, the police chief, Erica Shields, resigned, and then the firing of that officer was announced on Sunday. Wendy's was, I mean, you could watch it on cable news. They set that restaurant on fire. There was about 1,000 protesters in the area, and they broke windows and threw fireworks inside. Blew that building right up, and there are no firefighters inside. Basically, they just let the police burn down. They closed the roads because of demonstrations.
Right, so we can't, Jennifer. We got to do something about the connection. It just isn't. It doesn't work. All right, so let's go over to the other side of the street, or at least from the point of view of where you are, Victoria. Was this the number one item that was discussed in your neck of the woods, or with you and your friends, or number one thing on your mind from the weekend?
Well, it was certainly the biggest story of the weekend in terms of, you know, everything that was going on with protesting. The difference, though, this what Jen didn't mention, I don't think she mentioned, was that the reason that the cops were called to this Wendy's location is because Rayshard Brooks had failed a sobriety test, and he was basically passed out in his car in the drive-through line. And so someone called the cops and said, somebody's passed out in the car in the line on the drive-thru. This is around 10:30 at night, I think on Saturday night. And so cars had to go around him to get their food. And that's why originally the cops were called. So they went over to his car. He failed a sobriety test. And that's when he took off. And as he was running away, he grabbed one of their tasers. So this is a very different story.
But he was drunk. Is he either drunk or high?
I don't know. But he was on something. He failed the field sobriety test. So he didn't want to get arrested, so he started running. Now, where he should have been arrested, but where I agree with the Atlanta mayor, this is not a reason that he should be dead. They shot him twice in the back, and he died later at the hospital.
Shot him in the back because he was running away.
He stole their weapon. So
Jennifer, this connection is not
working. He stole a taser.
Phil, we got to do something about Jennifer's. You know. All right, keep going, Victoria.
He stole the police taser.
If he was drunk, he just was flailing out. I'm not looking for excuses. I'm just trying to understand the whole story. I don't think there's any reason why he should have ended up dead in all the other headlines of the weekend going on, all of this stuff, the police and.
My point is, and then we can move on to another story, but I agree with the Atlanta mayor. Mayor Bottoms, there's no reason that this man should have ended up dead. And that's why the protesters, if he was shot and disabled and landed on the ground, they arrested him, then they took him to the hospital. That's how it should have gone. Why was he killed? And that's really what incensed everybody and got the protests going. Why, I don't agree with burning down the Wendy's. Wendy's had nothing to do with this. That's the problem. Is it a training thing? Why did this person end up dead? And that's why the mayor said this was not a justified deadly force incident.
How daft do you have to be in this atmosphere to be thinking that we have to shoot a guy in the back, a black person in the back, because he took a taser? So you shoot him in the leg if you want to stop him.
I don't think the taser, but to be honest, I don't think the taser is the reason they shot at him. They would have shot at him either way if he didn't take a taser or not. He ran, so that is resisting arrest. I still don't think that anyone should be shot for that or that anyone should die.
No,
the guy was either
high
and drunk. Why didn't they just chase him? I don't know. I just, the whole thing is...
Well, so they're just adding to these, whatever it is, no matter where you are, the frustrating thing about this is that all these incidents are just adding fuel to the fire, if you'll pardon the pun, for reform, complete reform. The governor of New York, I was driving in New York State over the weekend, and I was listening to the radio, and I heard on a couple of different stations Governor Cuomo's usual daily address to the state and the press conference. He summarizes a number of things going on, that with the Chinese virus, and then talking about the police thing. Yeah, he's ordered the state of New York, every municipality, city or town, to come up between now and next April. I'm paraphrasing what I remember of the story, but in essence, he's saying you must reorganize your police department. It's a local matter. I'm not going to tell you how to reorganize, but every single municipality, if you want to get aid, state aid, you're going to do something to redesign, to rebuild, to recreate what the police are doing, and you're going to submit a plan in April, and it's going to be scrutinized, and if you don't do it, that's up to you. But it'll be no state aid for you if you don't do it. And there's something to the message as I listened to it that rang a bell with me. Not only in this, I told you, what I've thought all along is that this is going to be the summer of discontent. From now until who knows when, we're going to have a lot of people who are, and if these incidents continue like this in Atlanta, it just make it worse, but maybe it makes it better. In the end, all these people that are dying, whether, you know, this guy failed the sobriety test, okay, whatever it was, I'm 100% agreeing with you, Victoria, there's no need for that person to be dead. He didn't attack the police, he was running away from them. If he'd attacked them, then maybe you shoot him, or you shoot him in the leg, but you don't shoot him in the back. So all these guys did in their stupidity was create more fuel for this national protest that's going on, the national focus, the national requirement now. You're going to see more and more governors, I think, do what was done in New York. And I think I don't know whether I wholeheartedly, I, there's something, I'm not sure what the right adjective is in terms of the movement, but it's time for us to realize how bad the situation is. It may be made worse by certain types of focus, but the, you know, the changing of, for example, Jefferson Davis, who was the Confederate president, all the statues of him are coming down everywhere. Anybody who had anybody who had anybody connected to the Civil War on the South Side, all that stuff's coming down. And so the circumstance, though, when it comes to the police, is not, in my mind, the only municipal department that needs to be changed. I think that we have, and it's up to you and me. You should have, as the governor said, you should have the police force that you want. You're paying for it, and this was the thing that really sent it home for me. You're paying for it, so you should have what you want. There needs to be community dialogue, community session, community committees, community whatever it is, to redesign things in the image of what you want, because you're paying for it. And I think that holds with the school department. I think it holds with the Department of Public Utilities. I think it holds with everything. We're being taxed beyond what our means are in most cases. More taxes. In my local situation here in Framingham, the mayor just keeps, like, there's nothing going on. We're going to add $4 million to the school budget. We're going to go up 4% here. I need to hire more people. And it's like they're completely tone deaf. And the communities are justifiably getting really upset. Where the performances in the schools suck, you need to reorganize so that it's designed in the image that you want because you're paying for it. And that goes for the Department of Public Works. It goes for everything. It's time for a wholesale change. And as long as we're at it with the police, we need to be at it with everything else. And so maybe a lot on the plate, but there is when you see what's going on in many areas of the country where people, not just here in my neck of the woods, but where politicians, supposed leaders, are so tone deaf to the reality of what's happened after the Chinese virus. People are out of work and the government's just printing money. Where do you think that's going to end? How do you think it's going to end? Are you thinking about it at all, or are you just thinking about yourself? There's a real, I'm telling you, there's going to be, and there ought to be, just real serious change. So that's how I read this. I think the thing in Atlanta was disgusting, and I think that the pendulum going to go too far, but I never thought the Jefferson Davis statues, you know, it seems to me that an example of it going too far, though, is a statue of Lincoln someplace with a slave. Somebody in some, I don't remember what community it's in, Victoria, but they're going to take it down. I don't know if I think that makes good sense. But you're going to have a reaction, going to have an overreaction. That's just the way it is. So there's lots to talk about, lots to think about, and lots to maybe be doing. At 19 after the hour, I thought about lasting impressions that you make with your smile. How's that smile? Are you smiling when you're smiling? In 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter smile using Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural system that exists in America. So easy to use, just swab your teeth and keep moving. The material in the Power Swabs removes the deep stains from your teeth, helps to rehydrate the enamel. If you get sensitive teeth like I do, you try a lot of different systems, nothing works. You will not have to worry about sensitivity because Power Swabs cleans, protects your enamel, no messy trays or strips. It's just perfect. And if you call now, you get a 50% rake off on the price. Let's go to powerswabs.com. I think I like that better. Easier to order. Powerswabs, all one word, .com. Discount code is DJV10 for the special deal. 40% off. Take off another 10 bucks. Great deal. Powerswabs.com. Code DJV10.
A Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How about you, Victoria? But I've always sort of thought that this was a well put together sound from a group called Lady Antebellum. I don't mean just this song. Well, this is probably their most popular song, I Need You Now. But the focus on what's going on socially in our country and the reference to Antebellum, which had to do with the slave activity location-wise, I think, during the Civil War of slavery. The focus on that has prompted the members of the group to change the name of the group to Lady A instead of Antebellum. As a band, they said, "We've strived for our music to be a refuge, inclusive. We've watched and listened more than ever these last couple of weeks. Our hearts have been stirred with conviction, our eyes opened wide to the injustices, the inequality, the biases black women and men have always faced and continue to face every day. Now, blind spots we didn't even know existed have been revealed." That's from Hillary Scott, Charles Kelly, and Dave Haywood, who are the members of Lady A. After much personal reflection, band discussion, prayer, many honest conversations with some of our closest black friends, we've decided to drop the word Antebellum from our name, move forward as Lady A, the nickname our fans have given us anyway from the start. Scott's 34, Kelly's 38, Hayward's 37. They explained that they chose the name in 2006 after their first photo shoot at a Southern Antebellum-style home that reminded them of the music they listened to growing up. "We are regretful and embarrassed to say that we didn't take into account the associations that weigh down with this word, referring to the period of history before the Civil War, which of course included slavery. We are deeply sorry for the hurt that it's caused." See, that's where I kind of stopped there, because they may not have known. You know, it was an honest mistake. So
how do you not know that, though? This band started in 2006. Like, I don't know.
How do you not know what the reference to Antebellum? I thought that.
I mean, literally, the word itself translates.
Well,
what
about the dictionary?
Before the war, we know what war they're referencing. We know what was going on then. I just never understood why you would even choose that name.
What about the chicks?
Mean, yeah, what about the Dixie Chicks? Are we just going to cut off all references to the South? I don't know.
No, this is about slavery.
Yeah,
Dixie,
Dixie,
that, what about Dixie? That's more geographic. Like, this is this is a period of time.
I wish I was in the land of cotton. All those songs that reference Dixie, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, how come Winn-Dixie is still a store then?
The Dixie Chicks. Well, listen, how far are we going to go with this?
Exactly. If we're going,
that's the question.
This is the question. Right.
It's a reorganization of our entire society. It could be that's what people want. I think, Jennifer, you didn't hear me say, and I want to go on to the other music story, that I think it's time for us to decide we pay the bill. We ought to have the police force, school department, services that we want. We need to all agree or come to an agreement as to what we want and go for it.
The problem is half the country is saying they don't want anything.
Well,
so that's a problem.
It is a problem.
And I think it's very much based on age as to who says they don't want anything and who says they want something.
Well,
because I don't think there's a person.
Something's
got to
happen because this can't.
I don't think there's a person in the country right now who said we shouldn't sit down and talk about police forces and policing. And I think everybody's willing to have the conversation, but the people who are hijacking the sanity of the conversation are the ones who are just saying,
well, there's always
the police and let's just get rid of them.
There's the, I don't know anybody who says that, but it's got, no, there's nobody saying get rid of the police.
Yes,
nobody's,
they are.
Nobody's
dismantling, disbanding.
Well,
your son is saying it.
He's not saying
your son is saying, yes, he is.
He's reorganizing. Reorganizing.
Okay. Well, I mean,
disbanded
according to what
reorganized.
He's posting, he's dismantling. And a lot of Congress people, that's the thing, a lot of congressional people, like the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Ilhan Omars, they're talking about disbanding the police. So to say that people aren't saying this, they really are.
You have this
and
a
they're
lot
the ones hijacking
words.
Kind of the sanity of what could really be good to come from this.
Reallocating funding is the big thing. I follow AOC on Instagram. She talked about it all weekend. She's not saying that it's a complete abolition of the police. It's not.
Yeah.
So
but a lot of police
skewed and
should be dismissed. You're right. Yeah, a lot of stuff's getting skewed. 28 well,
I mean,
after the hour.
Yeah.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. A member of the Trump administration is defending giving out huge loans for large companies to help the economy during the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Wendy King has more.
Some companies received millions of dollars in federal loans amid COVID-19, but White House advisor Larry Kudlow tells CNN,
insofar as naming each and every company, I don't think that promise was ever made. and I don't think it's necessary.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
During an interview on CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Senator Tim Scott said that ending qualified immunity from prosecution for police officers is a poison pill that will prevent a police reform bill from passing the Senate.
We know that any poison pill in legislation means we get nothing done. That sends a wrong signal, perhaps the worst signal, right now in America.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With recent primary elections, voters in Georgia were plagued by hour-long lines, failed voting machines, and a lack of available ballots. Ellen Weintraub, a commissioner of the Federal Election Commission, told MSNBC what needs to be done to ensure voter turnout in November.
We can't have people standing outside in line for hours in freezing temperatures. So states need to start now. States and localities need to start now to gear up, to get the equipment that they need, to make sure they have enough ballots on hand, to make sure that they have the equipment that they need, to make sure that the equipment works.
Kyle Busch won the NASCAR Truck Series race at Homestead Miami Speedway on Saturday night. His 58th career win in the circuit and his 8th victory in his last 10 starts.
Can't say enough about this Cessna Beechcraft Toyota Tundra. It was awesome tonight. I mean, it's been awesome all year. We've just had some fluke things that have kind of taken us out of the running. But, you know, the last restart there with Ross behind me, he got a good launch and, you know, really good race for us. And proud of everybody at KBM, proud of the effort. I know we've got issues, and we'll continue to work on that and get better.
Residents of a Pennsylvania neighborhood said a large black pig has been spotted wandering through the area and rooting through gardens, but no one knows where he came from.
I took pictures and followed all around our house where it ended up here under this apple tree. Big, large black pig.
If this pig is domesticated, maybe he could help in cow herding, which maybe I could find it useful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's 34 at the hour. Monday, June 15th is upon us, halfway through the sixth month of 2020. What a year it's turning out to be. A lot of things in food news. I cooked my crab cakes in tomato sauce last night, ladies, just in case you want to know.
Constant acid indigestion?
Why would you make a crab cake mushy with tomato sauce?
I wanted to see. I hadn't actually done anything like that before, and so
you have the palate of a schizophrenic. I'm just going to say it.
A schizophrenic palate.
Yeah, because like your palate is schizophrenic. It's all over the place. You mix things that are not supposed to be mixed. It's just very weird.
Weirdness. All right, so we're in the world of the weird. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. So Victoria, let's translate what happened in New York with the lieutenant and the other. Well, there are four police officers who kneeled and then they apologized for doing it. And again, I wonder what kind of pressure, how much pressure is there going to be? Is there a pressure relief valve for this? And are we going to have a lot of, I don't, so they did that and move on to the next thing. Why would they apologize to their pals in the police union?
I don't know. I don't know what you're, I don't know this specific story.
Oh, okay. So I'm sorry.
This is a Doug special. Yeah, well, it's a story.
No, actually,
you
can't
tell us about blah, blah, blah. What do you know about this?
Yeah.
It's in today's New York Times. A New York police. Back to you, Doug.
Back to you.
Back to
you.
A New York Police Department lieutenant apologized on Saturday night for kneeling. He sent an email to his colleagues writing, quote, "The cop in me wants to kick my own ass." The email came, it's actually been circulated all over the place. Lieutenant Robert Catani is his name. I was thinking this would be an episode of Blue Bloods. He was among four officers who submitted to demonstrators' chants that they take a knee during a protest in Lower Manhattan. The police lieutenant told his colleagues in the mail that he had trouble sleeping after he made this horrible decision to give into a crowd of protesters and then kneeled alongside of the other officers that were with him. Of course, this goes back to the Colin Kaepernick thing when kneeling began, which was how many years ago? How long have we been talking about this, the kneeling thing? It's been three, 4 years?
It's been a couple years since he did it. Yeah. He's not the first one. I mean, that's been an active protest.
I was not familiar with it before he did it. I don't know that I... So
I think he brought it to kind of people's attention for sure because there was a debate about the NFL. I mean, here's the thing. If you want to take a knee, take a knee. I don't think that we all have to take a knee. I don't think the people who want to stand for the flag should be looked at disparagingly for standing for the flag. And I don't, it's like just whatever. People are going to do what they're going to do at this point. We're America. People have the right to protest. It's what I said with Colin Kaepernick. I have the right not to like that he kneels, and he has the right to kneel if he wants to. And so why do we all have to have groupthink? You know, it's like, I think it's wrong that people are kneeling before the flag because I think
they're not doing that at the protests. And that's kind of like what their point was from the beginning. Colin Kaepernick, do I think he chose the wrong time to do it? And meaning like during the anthem because it's not connected and then the message
the
got mixed up.
Is yes.
But for anybody who says, oh, it's connected to the flag, it's not. Look at all these protesters. They're not propping up a flag
and
kneeling before of it.
That's why it's fine. So if you want to kneel, kneel. And also, I guess that the reason I'm thinking about the flag and Colin Kaepernick is because there's been discussion since basketball starting next month and probably baseball at some point. Football, of course, is going to probably have a full season. And so I was watching a few things this weekend about protesting and how a lot of these athletes are going to choose that moment to protest and kneel. And so I guess that's fresh in my mind. But for whatever you're doing, wherever you're kneeling, if that's what you want to do, do it. If it's not, don't. I don't understand why we have to yell at people all the time. If I don't want to kneel, that's okay.
Should be your
if
decision.
If they do want to kneel,
leave it.
That's fine. Yeah. People
going
protest.
Back to the cops, why did they do
pray.
It? And then so they did it to appease the crowd, and then they're phoning.
Right.
That's
and then the union guys got after them. So as long as we're kind of in the sports department, I thought it was interesting. LeBron James was working for a new voting rights group, and this is part of the thing. You know, there were a lot of people that lined up for a long time to vote.
Georgia
so he
was a
went
mess.
So he went to Twitter, asked some questions, quote, everybody's talking about how we fix this. They say go out and vote. What about asking how we vote? That's,
This is what I think is the
South
danger
is a lot of racist
stuff. But this wasn't racist stuff that happened over this last couple of weekends ago when Georgia went to vote. Remember, it was the people of Georgia said, oh, they were trying to hold back our vote. We need a different kind of system. So they rolled out a different kind of system, and it had many technical flaws. It had many glitches.
Yeah.
It was not ready for prime time.
Look at how long
about
in Florida. Look at how many years in Florida. Every election, Florida is a mess. If I were living in Florida, all those people that are listening to this program, Florida, why do you put up with that?
Well, I think that Florida has gotten, I don't know, Florida, well, they hide votes in Florida in people's cars and stuff, so it's weird to say. But, like, in California, I can speak what happened this last election. They used a whole different type of system. I'm guessing it's very similar to what they rolled out in Georgia, where everything is electronic. You don't use the little bingo blotter anymore. You actually use, like, a touchscreen. And I thought it was a little bit weird because if you didn't at the very end press to print your ballot, it didn't get submitted. So you really needed someone to stand there with you and take you through it. And so if they didn't have the proper amount of poll workers because of COVID or if they, you know, whatever was going on, I can absolutely see how that would have taken a huge amount of time and how people would have been lined up. So I don't know, to say it's a bit that this particular instance was about race or trying to eliminate people from voting, I don't think so, because it seemed like it was a really big switch for them technologically, and they probably didn't have the staffing to make it work.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting as to how this plays out. LeBron set out to answer a lot of different questions that he was asking and others were asking that we've suggested here. So he has put together an organization which is supposed to inspire and protect voter participation by black folks in America.
Yeah, he didn't name check Georgia as, but we certainly know that voter suppression
a huge issue there. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big deal in Georgia, but that's not what LeBron didn't. I didn't see any statement that LeBron mentioned Georgia for being anything other than, you know, I don't even think he mentioned it. But we certainly do know that voter suppression exists, and it's mostly in the South, and it affects black people. So I think that's why he feels like, you know, everyone needs to have a fair shake at this. If the message is everybody needs to get out and vote, then I think he's absolutely right. Everyone needs to protect their right to vote.
Yep.
That's why I think we should all have ID. Why can't that be part of the
conversation? Voter ID. Yeah, so there are other sports, local sports notoriety participation from Trey Young, who's with the Hawks. Skylar Diggins-Smith is a women's basketball star with the WNBA. They're going to participate. Also, is it Jalen Rose, who is on ESPN? They're all involved in this. Yep, more attention to things. Again, you're paying for it, so you should get what you want, but it needs to be a community decision. One of the things that is a problem everywhere is voting. It really is. Other sports items, NASCAR no longer allowing the Confederate flag to be displayed in any of its races. Company said it's banning the flag at events because the presence runs contrary to NASCAR's commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all fans, all competitors, everybody in the industry. The move comes after NASCAR's only black driver, a guy named Bubba Wallace, said he believes the next step in the organization ought to be to get rid of all Confederate flags, adding that nobody ought to feel uncomfortable when they come to a NASCAR race. There are lots of things that many of us look at that make us uncomfortable. I see things all the time. We all see things, whether it's race-related, whatever it is. There are all kinds of things that make us upset. I don't know if we're going to take this approach with everything that makes us upset, but this is something that is the COVID. You know, I've been on the air for a long time. I don't know that I've ever, certainly in my lifetime on the air, which goes back 50-some-odd years, have I encountered a circumstance. I've been doing talk radio since 1974, so I've talked about a lot of issues, talked to a lot of people, talked about a lot of things over the years. I don't know that I felt as concerned, maybe is the right word, for things going too far. The COVID thing, the reaction that we had to it, when, in my estimation, we went too far. So you go out, you bring it back in. Is there the problems we're having with race in our country have been I was a participant, I'm involved in the 64 marches and stuff like that. I've been around this stuff all my life. I grew up not understanding the color difference because there were black people very prominent in my life, in my family, when I was a kid. And so it's foreign to me, and still is, how people are so put off by the color of somebody's skin. and that's it. And the reference to it, the ignorance that comes from it. So, you know, you see this sort of thing. Is this going too far? But what was the point of having the Confederate flag? What are you trying to tell? I would think NASCAR would have been on this a long time ago, because it sure as well isn't very inclusive. And if you want to bring everybody in, or do you want to just be considered a Southern entity? And, you know, that's part of what has gone on for a long time with some people's idea of what NASCAR is all about. Fabric face masks. Uncomfortable aspect of being in public. Under Armour creating a breathable face mask made for athletes and anybody who's involved in outdoor fitness. College and pro teams already starting to use the mask. It's called the UA Sports Mask. Three layers, each designed to ensure a more comfortable experience while you work out. First includes air pockets to provide better airflow. Can we imagine using this, ladies? Second, made up of an open cell foam that allows air in but makes it difficult for the moisture to go through it and out. And the third layer is made of cooling fabric to avoid overheating, which is one of the real problems we all have with masks, I'm guessing. You ladies have that problem with masks?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I can't even imagine how athletes are starting. Yeah. My cousin plays competitive soccer, and he's in high school, and so he just got one of these masks. They sold out immediately, and now they're, I guess, going through a big restock, but he just got one and started working out with it. He said it's a complete game changer for athletes, which is good,
like,
because
just
they
talking, I feel like I run out of air just like when I'm trying to have a longer conversation with someone in a mask. I don't know if you guys feel that too. I don't know how you'd have sports and play like that.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't imagine that.
Freaks me out.
Today is National Electricity Day. Takes place on the anniversary of the date in 1752 when Benjamin Franklin had a little shock. He was flying a kite. We all learned about this in school, right?
Mm-hmm.
The big thunderstorm. He was trying to prove that lightning was caused by a discharge of electricity. And because of that, we all understand positive and negative charges. All that sort of thing, or do you understand? Anybody know the difference beside me of AC and DC current? Do you know what the difference is? If you look at a plug, AC, alternating current, and DC direct current. And it is it's a way for connections, if you will, to be stronger. It's kind of, you use the same principle when it comes to the Internet. Sometimes, Jennifer, you don't have a good connection. It's all about connections. Anyway, Franklin did a lot of experimentation with electricity in 1747. He and his son built a kite with cedar wood and a silk handkerchief, attached a foot of wire to the top of it to act as a conductor. And we all know the rest of the story. Okay, so today is Electricity Day. We didn't celebrate something on Friday that I think deserves our attention, especially in these times. Friday was National Loving Day. On June 12th, the Supreme Court's 1967 decision to strike down laws in states that banned interracial marriage. The decision was sparked by a case, Lovering versus Virginia, involving Richard and Mildred Loving, was the last name, that's why it's called Loving Day. One was white, one was black, from Virginia, married in 1958. They came home after their wedding, they were arrested. They fought against the laws that forbid their partnership there, won the right to marry. Their determination changed the lives of a lot of people, shaped the future of relationships. I think everybody, I know a couple of interracial couples. Don't all of us know people who are married, and does it make a difference?
One of my closest friends is in an interracial marriage. I know a ton of people. It's crazy to me that this had to become a law, or that this was still something as recent as... What year was it? 50, what did you say it was?
It was 1967.
67,
58, well, that's in the Supreme Court.
Comparatively, though?
They got married in 58, excuse me.
When you think about how many weird laws are on the books that are still in it, like that we all break today, it's actually, 67 sounds pretty good when you look at some of the dumb laws.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of dumb laws on the books. You're right. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, let's get to Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here with me, as is usually the case during this portion of the program. Criminals getting busy, eh? Cyber crimes? Look up in the sky. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a crime! So how are we catching up with the statistics here, Victoria?
Well, I don't know if we're catching up with anything, but apparently there are a lot of people who are falling for more and more scams, and these are all of the cyber variety, like you said. So apparently people who are finding their unemployment checks and stimulus payments are being stolen. People are reporting being bombarded with offers for fake cures for COVID-19, fake work-at-home offers, which basically claim that they're going to pay you up front to work from home, messages asking about personal financial information. You know, a lot of people are in dire straits right now. A lot of people have been unemployed. We've got, 44 million Americans file for unemployment. People are in a very, very fragile state, and criminals are taking more and more advantage of that. The most widespread scam right now, criminals are actually filing fake unemployment claims on behalf of real people who are still working. And so they're going one state after another. They are they're doing this. It's jamming up the system for people who are filing for unemployment legitimately. And so it kind of brings everything to a halt while they investigate. So a lot of states are obviously in a rush to get money into people's hands, and that's introduced a new vulnerability in the unemployment system for them. So state agencies, corporate human resources departments, they're being quick to approve these things, and now they're realizing that a lot of it is scams. And I know Governor Cuomo in New York has talked about they didn't want to rush to get money out because they needed to make sure that they weren't just handing money out to criminals or to people who are gaming the system. If they are still working and also claiming unemployment, then, you know, they're double dipping. Now, there's one of those famous Nigerian crime rings. These are still a thing. This one's called Scattered Canary, and they're responsible for a lot of this unemployment fraud because of the extra $600 a week in pandemic insurance. That continues through the end of July. So essentially, these Nigerian people are using this scam to take the extra $600, so that gives them about $1,200 that they can claim illegally for a week. And so the Federal Trade Commission said that consumers have reported $50 million in losses to the agency so far. TransUnion, the credit bureau, runs a weekly survey, and it shows 29% of their consumers say that they've been targeted with digital fraud scams related to COVID-19. Other scams include fake charity websites, false offers of Small Business Administration loans, work-at-home schemes that are, you know, that are just fake, and then calls from a local area code that purport to be from a person's doctor, and they're also trying to get information from people. So this is the time you have to be absolutely the most vigilant you've ever been with your cyber protection.
Yeah, the Nigerians never seem to go away.
Yep.
It's amazing, their resilience. Here's something that's all about games. Sony has made big announcements about their plans for their next-generation video game system, PlayStation 5. How about some more on that from Andy Solomon?
Innovation and creativity collide as PlayStation reveals new details about its latest video game system, PlayStation 5. PlayStation's Sid Schumann has more.
PlayStation 5 is bringing rich and diverse gaming experiences for fans to look forward to this holiday. We announced more than 24 new PlayStation 5 games, including PlayStation exclusives like Marvel's Spider-Man, Miles Morales, where players can experience the rise of this important character. And one of the best-selling games of all time, Grand Theft Auto 5, is coming to PlayStation 5 with new enhancements.
Tell us about the PlayStation 5 hardware.
PlayStation 5 will come in a beautiful, stunning design with a bold look that's truly eye-catching. It will load games incredibly fast, and combined with advanced 3D audio and the new DualSense wireless controller that provides haptic feedback, PlayStation 5 will captivate your senses and bring you even deeper into these extraordinary game worlds than ever before.
For more information, visit PlayStation.com.
All right, here we have Victoria from Elon Musk. This is kind of interesting. This maybe will help protect people. Maybe this idea of these tunnels between casinos. What's that scoop?
Well, so Elon Musk has, besides Tesla, he has a company called The Boring Company, which is also sounds funny, but what they do is they actually bore underground and make tunnels. And so they are already looking to dig more tunnels in Vegas. They had finished their first excavating under the city's convention center last month, and now two more sets of tunnels have been proposed to them to connect the Las Vegas Convention Center to the Wynn and the Encore hotels, all owned by Wynn Resorts. And so you'll be transported underground in Tesla vehicles, and so it's essentially a way to help with traffic, and it's a way to get people shuttled around where they need to go faster in Vegas.
Yeah, okay. Sounds like an interesting idea. We got all the ideas here on the DJV program.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.